Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Atshalom. We are now in Perek Bet of Masechet Bava Kamma, Mishnah Hey, Hadaf Chaf Dalet Amud Bet. This is a very famous Mishnah, and picks up on the fourth of the fifth item, five items mentioned in the Mishnah in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, that lists the five Muadim. And that was Shor HaMazik, Breshut HaNizak. Ketzad, Nagach, Magaf, Shnashach, Ravatz, Ba'at, any of the five things that an animal is considered tam for. Rishut Rabim, Shalom, Chatzi Nezek, if it does it, Rishut Rabim, and there has been no testimony, which we dealt with in the previous podcast, how many times and how, then it pays half Nezek. Rishut HaNizak, what happens in Rishut HaNizak? Vitarfon Omer Nezek Shalem, Chom Omer Chatzi Nezek. So that's we've laid out the groundwork here for the Machalokot. Vitarfon says you have to pay full damages if it happens b'shut hanizak even the first time. Chacham say half nezek. I'm a Vitarfon. Oma b'makom sheikel ala shein ve'ala regel b'shut harabim shu patur. Think about this. Shein ve'regel are totally exempt in b'shut harabim. Hechmer alein b'shut hanizak v'shalim nezek shalim. So if you do shein ve'regel in b'shut hanizak, it's full damages. Makom shechmer ala keren b'shut harabim v'shalim chatzi nezek. So if keren, which is more chamor than shein ve'regel, because you have to pay something in Rishut Rabim Chatzi Nezek. So shouldn't we, all the more so, have to pay Nezek Shalim Rishut HaNizak for Karen? Amrulo, what did the Chacham say back? Dayo Lavomin Adin Liot Kanidon. There's a rule of Dayo, which means it's sufficient. It's sufficient when you invoke Kal V'chomer reasoning that the one that is inferred be no stronger than in the index. So if you are inferring a chamur by showing that a kal has a certain stringency, so the chamur should certainly have that stringency, it can have no stringency greater than the kal. If, on the other hand, you're going in the opposite direction, in which you are identifying a leniency that should exist in something that's clearly more lenient, it can be no more lenient than the index. That's the rule of Dayo. Now, ma b'shut rabim chatzi nezek, af b'shut hanizak chatzi nezek. And that's the application of Dayo, just like Karen in Rishut HaRabim is chatzi nezek. So in Rishut HaNizak, it's chatzi nezek. So Amar Lahem, what did Rabbi Tarfon answer back? Afani lo adun Karen mi Karen. I'm not inferring Karen from Karen. Or Karen b'shut HaRabim and Karen b'shut HaNizak, and I'm saying Karen b'shut HaNizak should be stronger. Because then you're right, Dayo. Ania dun Karen mi Regel. I'm looking at Regel b'shut HaNizak and Karen b'shut HaNizak. And I know Regel is more lenient. Mam makom sheikel ashen v'ala Regel b'shut HaRabim, echmir b'keren. Makom shechmir ashen v'ala Regel b'shut HaNizak, and odin shenachmir b'keren. So then he puts it in very stark terms. He says, take a look. Regel b'shut HaNizak is chamur. You have to pay Nezek Shalim. Regel is clearly more lenient than Karen, so Karen certainly should pay full damages in Rishut HaNizak. Amrulo, Dayola, Va, Minadin, Liot, Kanidon, they said the same thing. Ma, Rishut HaRabim, Chatzin Ezek, Rishut HaNizak, Chatzin Ezek. They said, ultimately, what you're trying to do is say that Karen in Rishut HaNizak is more stringent than Karen in Rishut HaRabim. And therefore, but it can be no stronger than the one you're inferring it from, so therefore it has to say Chatzin Ezek. Alright, so now. For Rabbi Tarfon, lately Dayo, he doesn't accept the principle of Dayo. Vadayo da'oraitahu. After all, we can find a source for Dayo in the Torah. Background to this is when Miriam spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe, she ended up being excluded outside of the camp for 7 days. Let's see it. Titanya midin kal v'chomer ketzad. This is an example. This is from the Brit of Rabbi Shmuel. The list of the 13 rules. What's the rule of kal v'chomer? After all, had her father disgraced her, she would have to be outside for 7 days. Now, our inference is, so kal v'chomer, if she insulted God, she has to be outside 14 days. But rather, we employ Dayo, and therefore Miriam was only outside for 7 days. Now, Rabbi Tarfon has to accept that. The answer is, ki late Dayo. So when does Rabbi Tarfon reject Dayo? Hechademifrich kal v'chomer. If application of Dayo will make the kal v'chomer meaningless, as in our example. All right, but let's see how it plays out. Hechademifrich kal v'chomer, id le Dayo. If it doesn't make the kal v'chomer meaningless, he'll accept the limitation of Dayo. Let's take a look how it plays out in Miriam's case. Hatam shiva de shechina lok tivi. There is no mention of 7 days for the shechina. So therefore, Ata Kal V'Chomer Aiti Arba'asar. The Kal V'Chomer comes and says, had her father disgraced her, she'd be outside for 7 days. We assume here by Kal V'Chomer she should be out longer than 7 days for disgracing God. Adadayo V'Apik Shiva V'Oki Shiva. So the Dayo comes and limits and says she has to be outside for 7. Meaning, we didn't know she had to be outside at all. So the Kal V'Chomer, at least, is there to tell us she has to be outside. The Dayo limits it to being outside no longer than 7. Avahacha Chatzi Nezek Tiv. The Torah already says chatzin nezek for Tam. V'ata Kal V'Chomer, Aiti chatzin nezek achrin v'nasa nezek shalim. So the Kal V'Chomer comes, Rabbi Tarfon says, and says a short Tam Rishut HaNizak has to pay nezek shalim. Because if all you say is that a short Tam Rishut HaNizak has to pay chatzin nezek, I knew that without the Kal V'Chomer. Idarsha Dayo ifrich le Kal V'Chomer. If you apply Dayo, the Kal V'Chomer falls apart. It's meaningless. And Rabbi Tarfon says, I won't accept Dayo in that case. The model of Dayo, which is Miriam, applying Dayo does not break the Kal V'Chomer, because without the Kal V'Chomer, I wouldn't have known she should be outside at all. So how do Rabbanan answer that? Shiva d'shchina k'tiva, d'shchina k'tivi. It does mention the 7 days for disgracing God, because it says, tisager shivat yamim, at the end of that pasuk, it says, tisager shivat yamim, she should be outside for 7 days. So that means it's already explicit. So you see that you apply Dayo, even when it makes the Kal V'Chomer meaningless. Rabbi Tarfon says, Ahu tisager dashinan dayohu. He said, that's the tisager that teaches you that you say dayo. Rabbanan say, K'tiv kra achrina v'tisager Miriam. In the next pasuk it says, Miriam was indeed shut out of the camp for 7 days. So you see from there that we already know that she was shut out for 7 days. So the other one is there to teach you dayo. And as we agree that it's there to teach you dayo, but you got another one. Rabbi Tarfon says, Ahu dafilu ba'alma dashinan dayo. Rabbi Tarfon says, the first time it says she should be cut out for 7 days, that's teaching you the principle of Dayo. And the second time, when it says she was cut out for 7 days, shunned for 7 days, as it were, or ostracized for 7 days, that is telling you that you apply Dayo everywhere. Don't think that here, because of Kavod Shel Moshe and it's his sister, there was an easing of the law, and normally we would not apply Dayo. Amalo. Kamash Malan therefore teaches you that you always apply Dayo, except, of course, what makes the Kal V'Chomer meaningless. Okay, so what we have established in this first piece of the analysis is basically the ground rules, or the basic parameters of the positions of Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbanan about why they will apply or not apply Dayo in the case of our Mishnah. Now, the principle that we started, the premise that we started with was that everybody will agree that Dayo is a principle that applies. The only question is, does it apply in every case, or does it always only apply when the Kal V'Chomer still has some teeth to it? So, Amar Rav Papa Labaye, v'hai Tana delo darish Dayo, v'afagav delo mifrich Kal V'Chomer. I can find you a Tana who ignores Dayo, even though it doesn't hurt the Kal V'Chomer. Let's see the Tanya. So one little introduction here. A Zav, that's a man with that particular problem of gonorrhea, perhaps, where he's having emissions, and he's Tomei, B'maga, the Ziva is Tomei B'maga Umasa. What's the status of Keri? If he has a regular Keri during that time. The Tanya, Keri B'Zav, Minayin. How do we know that it's Metamei? Fidinu, Kal V'Chomer. Ma Tahor B'Tahor, Tomei B'Tomei. Think about this. Spit, which if it comes out of a Tahor person, is Tahor. But if it comes out of a Tomei person, a Zav, it's Tomei. Right? Then, meaning that the same substance that comes out of a Tahor person is Tahor, but if it comes out of a Tomei person, meaning a Zav, his spit is Tomei. Tomei betahor in odin shei, Tomei betamei. So that which is Tomei, if it comes out of a Tahor person, because Keri is Metamei b'maga, certainly it should be Metamei if it comes out of a Tomei person. And he applied it not only for maga, which is the regular din of carry, but also lamasa, meaning if you carried something and it was on top of that. Alright, so the carry, sorry for using this, it's a homophone, but if you have a carry, an emission, that's sitting on top of something and you're carrying that something, then you're tame, that's tumat masa. Alright, ve'amai, nema ahani Kal V'Chomer lamaga. Why don't we just say that the Kal V'Chomer tells us that carry is metame at all? Mamaga. Hani Dayo la Fukimasa, and Dayo says it can be no stronger than a regular carry, and which is where we inferred it from, and therefore Masa is not included. Vechitema la Magalo itzarech Kal V'Chomer, if you want to argue that would destroy the Kal V'Chomer because you don't need a Kal V'Chomer for Maga, Dulogari mi gavra tahor. After all, a regular guy who has carry is metame b'maga. So I would certainly think that a zav who has a carry is metame maga. That I don't need, and the only point of the kal v'chomer is to extend it to masa. The answer is itztorich. Salkadai dechamena mikre la'ilaktiv. I actually do need it, because the Torah says regarding a tumat keri that if a guy has a tumat keri mikre laila, meaning the implication is mishikir yogorem lo, he has to leave the machane until the next day. That's because he had a keri. Yatzazesh en kir yogorem lo ladavar chergram lo. This guy's already out of the machane because he's a zav. Meaning, I would think that keri is only metame a perfectly tahor person. So therefore, I need the kal v'chomer just to get keri into the ballpark for a zav. And I went all the way with it and said it's metame b'masa, even though Dio could have limited to maga, and my kal v'chomer still would have been meaningful. Kamash malan. So there we go. So the answer to that is midiv lo davar acher k'tiv. Wait a second, the Torah never says that. The Torah doesn't say that only keri is only metame if it's the only thing that this guy's got a problem with. It doesn't say that. I have no reason to think that a zav is any different than any other guy. So that means here that we have a kal v'chomer in which I already know that he is metame b'maga like everybody else. I use the kal v'chomer to push it to masa, and I can't apply dio because then that would make the kal v'chomer irrelevant, which means we have now responded. Abai has responded to Rapapa's question and said, there is no Tana who rejects Dio in every case. Parenthetically, Uman Tana Deshamat Le Da'amar Shechvat Zera Shalzav Metame B'masa. Who is the Tana who says that Shechvat Zera Shalzav Metame B'masa? Lord Belazar of Yeshua. It's not Rebbe Lezer or Rebbe Yeshua, which would seem to say nobody could say it because they were the two greats of their generation. Dinan Shechvat Zera Shalzav Metame B'makavein Metame B'masa. Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer says that a Zav has a Shechvat Zera. It's only Metame B'maga like any other Zikari. Rebbe Yeshua Omer Af Metame B'masa. He says it is Metame B'masa. Why? Levishi Yev Shar Belot Tzichzuch Ziva. When it comes out, there has to be some Ziva in it too. So it's metame b'masa, but not because of itself. He only gives the reason that it's impossible for it to be without some ziva in it. Halav hachilo, but otherwise he would say it's not, which means both Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua agree that there is no tumat masa for shichvat zera shel zav. Okay, so who is the Tana who says that shichvat zera is metame b'masa, shichvat zera shel zav is metame b'masa, who you held up as being the example of a Tana who refused to accept dio even when it didn't hurt the kal v'chomer, and we'll see. Haitana who did none, the malamihan, this is in Kalim, lists all the different levels of tuma, says zovo shel zav, the ziva itself, ruko, his spittle, v'shichvat zaro, there we go, umme meiraglav, v'dam hanida, metame b'maga bein b'masa. And you see that there he says shichvat zera of a zav is metame b'masa. Maybe he has the same reasoning, which is it's impossible to have shichvat zera without some ziv in it. So imken litne gabe zuvo, then it should have said zovo shel zav v'shichvat zaro because it's a subset. My shna diktani la gabe ruko. Why did it mention? Look at the mishnah zovo shel zav v'ruko v'shichvat zaro. Why did he list rok and then shichvat zera? Because that's where he inferred it from, as we saw earlier. Okay, so that was just a parenthetic piece, looking at the main issue that Rav Papa challenged Abaye and said, we do find Tanoim, at least we found one Tana, who seems to reject the principle of Dio, even when it doesn't make the Kal v'chomer meaningless, and we ended up saying that indeed it would make the Kal v'chomer meaningless because we already know Maga, and therefore we haven't found anybody like that. Amar Rav Acha midiv to the Rav Vina. So the same thing happened a generation later. I found you a Tana who does not accept Dio, even though the Kal v'chomer still stands. The Tanya Mapatz. A Mapatz is a mat. B'meit minayin. How do we know that if a Mapatz is in Ohel HaMeit, that it's Tamei? V'dinhu. Uma pachin tanim shetarim zav. Tiny little vessels. Too small that you couldn't stick a finger into it. They don't have an opening that big. And a zav touches them, they're tahor. Metame b'meit, but they're still tame if they're an ohel meit unless they're covered. Mapatz shem metame b'zav and odin shem metame meit. Mapatz is certainly metame b'zav. That's something you sit on. And therefore, it's certainly metame b'meit. The kamaitiva ben the tumat erev ben the tumat shiva. And his application of it was that if it was actually an ohal ameit, it would be tomei 7 days. Even though that was a kal v'chomer learned from touching a zav, which would only be tumat erev. Which means that we didn't apply dayo. V'yamai ema hani kal v'chomer l'tumat erev. Why don't we just say that the kal v'chomer brings us to tumat erev? V'hani dayo lafuke tumat shiva. And dayo is enough to make it not go to tumat shiva. So Amar le kvar Rama nihalei Rav Nachum bar Zecharia l'Abaye. Rav Nachum bar Zecharia already made this challenge to Abaye. V'yamar le Abaye. What was Abaye's answer? Tane mapatz b'sheretz maitila. He didn't infer mapatz b'meit from mapatz b'zav, but rather mapatz in the case of a sheretz, a dead sheretz falls on a mapatz. It's matame, and watch how it goes. V'achi kamar mapatz b'sheretz minayin. In other words, he went from Zav to Sheretz, which is all Tumat Erev, and from there to Mate. Watch. Mapatz b'Sheretz minayin. How do I know that that works? V'dinu, kal v'chomer. Uma pachim tanim shetarim b'Zav, tvein b'Sheretz. Again, a tiny little vessel that's too small to stick your finger in is tohor. If a Zav touches it, nonetheless, a Sheretz touches it, it's tamei. Mapatz b'tam b'Zav, in adin shetam b'Sheretz, so mapatz kal v'chomer. So that was his kal v'chomer, and it's all Tumat Erev. So mapatz b'meit minayin. So how did he get to mapatz b'meit? Now this is a gezer shava. Nemar beged v'or b'sheretz. Look at the psukim on the page. V'nemar beged v'or b'meit. The same phrase, beged v'or, meaning any garment, whether of fabric or of leather, that's touched by a sheretz is tamei. And the same thing it says about a meit. Ma beged v'or ma b'sheretz. What do we already know about sheretz? It includes mapatz, which we got from Zav, kal v'chomer. Mapatz tamei bo. And the Gzeira Shava now comes all the way to mate. So by Kal V'chomer we got from Zav to Sheretz, and from Gzeira Shava from Sheretz to mate. And by the way, this Gzeira Shava is Mufne. Mufne meaning that the word in the context of Sheretz is absolutely superfluous, Beged V'or, and therefore it's really there to teach the Gzeira Shava. The Ilo Mufne, Ikle Mifrach, if it weren't Mufne, you could always challenge the Gzeira Shava. Because the rule of Gzera Shava is that when you have two words or phrases that are parallel and they seem to connect for halachot, if you can find a significant difference between them, you can break that relationship, unless it's clear that the term in at least one place is, and maybe both, we'll see that in a minute, is absolutely superfluous, in which case we assume the Torah wrote it there to make that connection, in spite of the challenge. Now, what's the challenge? Mala Sheretz shekein metame b'chadasha. A Sheretz is metame even in... if it's the smallest piece, the size of a lentil of a sheretz, is metame. Tomar b'meit she'en metame ma'arajai l'b'chazayit. A mate, you have to have a kazayit shel a mate to be metame. So the answer is, and that's as far as ohel goes. And that's what we're talking about. Lai afnui mufne. Indeed, it is mufne. And therefore that challenge has to be ignored because it's mufne. How do I know it's mufne? Mechti sheretz itkash lichashichvat zera. Too much sheretz is compared to too much shichvat zera. Dichtiv, and this is in the parsha of Tumat Kohanim, O isha she titzem menu shichvat zera, and what's the next thing? O isha she yigab b'chol sheretz. These are all people who can't do avoda. Dichtiv bebi shichvat zera. What do we know it says about shichvat zera? V'chol beged v'chol ora she yalav shichvat zera is tamei. So beged v'or dechad v'achmona. So therefore, I already know too much beged v'or for shichvat zera. So and since Shichvat Zera and Sheretz are connected to each other by virtue of their juxtaposition in Vayikra Chaf Bet, therefore, Beged V'or Dechat Avachman B'Sheretz Lamali, what's it there for? Shmamin El Afni, it's there to connect it to Tumat Meit. And tell me that just like here, I know that Mapatz works, though, so therefore Mapatz B'Meit also. V'akatev Mufnu Mitzad Echad Hu. But so far, all I've proven is that Beged V'or in the context of Sheretz is extra. So now, that only works according to the position that says that if it's mufne on one side, meaning one of the components of the gezeirah shava is extra, then you can infer and you can't challenge it. The challenge dies. But there is such an opinion that says that if it's mufne mitzad echad, and only one of the terms is extra, you can infer it, but you can also challenge it. The answer is, demet nami afne mufne. The mention of beged and or in the case of mate is also extra. Mechti mate itkash l'shichvat zera, because mate is also compared to shichvat zera dichtiv. V'anogea b'chol tmei nefesh o isha sher titzev menu shichvat zera. Again, in Tumat Kohanim. They're all listed together. And what do we know about shichvat zera? V'chol beged v'chol or asher yalav shichvat zera. Beged v'or d'chad v'achon ha'b'meit lamali. So what do I need beged v'or in the context of mate? Shvamina la'afnuye. Oh, so that works. And now, since it's mufne on both sides, both on the context of sheretz and the context of mate, since I learned that mapatz is metameh, if a sheretz touches it from zav via kal v'chomer, and that's all for tumat erev, now I have a gzera shava, and the gzera shava is mufne on both sides, so it's totally clean, and I then apply it and say it's now metameh b'mate, be'ohal mate. Don minav oki batra, but there's another issue of Gzereshava. When you have a Gzereshava, does that mean that the inferred piece only can take the halachot given to it directly on topic from the index? Or does it mean you could take it and then infer other things from the index? So if you say that don minav oki batra, that means that you learned mapatz for mohal amate from mapatz bezav, and therefore you say it's all for tumat erev. But if you say don mina umina, but if you're going to apply it further, ma'ika lememar. So if that's the case, then it should be limited. It should be limited to tumat. We already have tumat shiva. So Amar Rava, Amar Kra, v'chibastem migdichem b'yom hashvi'i. We have this, in Moshe's commands to the people who go to war against Midian and have to bring all the things that have to be mitaher. It says you should wash all your garments on the seventh day. This is all the process of tahara. Kol tumot shatem mitamin b'meit, lo yipchutim yeshiva. Anytime there's tumat meit, it's always 7 days. So therefore, gzerat hakatuv, that even though we learned the gzera shava from Sheretz, and it applied really only to one day, nonetheless, it applies 7 days because everything in mate is always 7 days, gzerat hakatuv. Right. Okay, good. And now the Gemara raises several interesting possibilities that on the page are listed as a reductio ad absurdum. In other words, taking the theme of the Mishnah, and Rabbi Tarfon's argument about using a kal v'chomer to try to extend the zakim the way he did, we now raise several questions of things that we already know not to be true, but based on kal v'chomer logic should be different. Number one, Utei shein v'regel chayav b'shut ha'rabim kal v'chomer. After all, we know shein v'regel pata b'shut ha'rabim. But using kal v'chomer, I could prove that they should be chayav. Uma keren sh'b'shut ha'nizak eno mishalim el chatzi nezek. And this is following Rabbanon's position, which is that Karen, even of a tam, Rishut HaNizak, I mean, only of a tam, pays half nezek. Nonetheless, Rishut HaRabim chayavet. It is chayav Rishut HaRabim. Again, half nezek. Shein v'regel Rishut HaNizak b'shalom nezek shalim. Obviously, shein v'regel the more chomer, because in Rishut HaNizak you pay full. And on into Rishut HaRabim chayav, so certainly you should be chayav Rishut HaRabim. Amar Kra uvier b'stei acher. The Torah said that shein v'regel are only b'stei acher, meaning somebody else's field, v'lo Rishut HaRabim. Okay, so now, mide kule kamrinan, we weren't suggesting that you have to pay full damages for shein v'regel b'shut ha'rabim. Palga kamrinan, we're accepting dayo. And we'd say, just like you pay karen b'shut ha'rabim chatzi nezek, you should pay shein v'regel chatzi nezek. So amar kra, so what does the Torah say? V'chatzuot kaspo, this is talking about a short tam. They split its value, and the way that they deal with a short tam is you sell it and split the proceeds. Kaspo shel zev lo kaspo shel acher, meaning tam is the only place where chatzi nezek applies, except, of course, for the halacha of Moshe Sina or the hilchata of tzrorot. All right, let's try a different one. V'lo tei shein v'regel chayav b'shut ha'nizak, ela chatzi nezek. Let's flip it backwards. It's shein v'regel in the reshut ha'nizak should be chayav only chatzi nezek. Mikal v'chomer mikaret. Now, this is a little strange because we just defined that there's no chatzi nezek besides tam, but we're going to take it from a different angle. Uma Karen shebishut avim chayevet bishut anizak and mishalom tel chatzi nezek. Karen, which is chayev bishut rabim, still only plays half nezek in bishut anizak according to Rabbanon. Shein v'regel shebishut rabim p'tura. So shein v'regel, they're totally patur in bishut rabim. Obviously less chamur than Karen. And odin shebishut anizak mishalom chatzi nezek should only pay half nezek. Amakra Yishalem, therefore it says, V'yarbist of Metav Soder, Metav Karmo Yishalem, meaning Tashlumin Malia, you have to give proper payment, full payment, which is a flip side of a Chatzut Kaspo, saying that in this case, there is no half. V'lo Ter Karen B'Rashut HaRabim Chayav Mikal V'Chomer, So perhaps Karen and Rishut Avim should be part of the Gamre from a Kal V'chomer. Why? Umar Shein V'regel Rishut Nizak Nizak Shalom. Shein V'regel, you pay full damages in Rishut Nizak, Rishut Avim Pturah. Karen should Rishut Nizak Chatzin Nizak and Adin should Rishut Avim Pturah. So Karen, that only pays half Nizak, again Rabbanan, in Rishut Avim, in Rishut Nizak, certainly should be part of Rishut Avim, because obviously Kal, you're more lenient and less severe than Shein V'regel. So Amar Yachar Makra, Yechatsun, this is talking about the carcass of the Nizak in the case of a Tam, Gamatamet Yechatsun, and this is his rule that we saw earlier, Ein Chatzinezek Chaluk Lo B'Shut Abim V'Lo Shut Yachid. Chatzinezek applies everywhere equally, and therefore that means that just like Chatzinezek applies B'Shut HaNizak, it applies also B'Shut HaRabim. Okay. V'hei Adam Chayav B'Kofer Mikal V'Chomer. Now we go a little bit further afield and say when a person commits battery and kills somebody, he should have to pay Kofer. Kal V'Chomer from Shor. Remember, if a Shor kills somebody, the Shor is killed, and the master has to pay Kofer, which is a ransom for the dead guy. Uma Shor Sheinu Chayav Bar Dvarim. Remember, if a Shor does Nezek against a person, the owner has to pay for the damages, but not Tsar, Boshet, Ripui, and Shevet. Chayav B'Kofer. Nonetheless, a Shor has to pay Kofer. Adam, who obviously is more chamur, shechay barbar dvarim, and odin shiyei chayav b'kofer, certainly should pay kofer. Amakra, k'chol asher yishat alav. In the pasuk about kofer, it says that you have to pay kofer as that which was placed upon him or was estimated for him, and the amount that is placed on him. Alav lo al adam, meaning only in this case. Kofer only applies here. So flip it. Ve'yishor chayav barbar dvarim, mikal v'chomer. So now, if Shor damages a person, he should have to pay Ripui, Shevet, and everything else, Kal V'chomer. Ma Adam Shino Chayav B'Kofer, Chayav Barba Dvarim. Shor Shachayav B'Kofer, Nadin Shei Chayav Barba Dvarim. So if an Adam who doesn't pay Kofer has to pay the four things, Shor that has to pay Kofer obviously does have to pay the four things. Amar Kra, Ish, Ki Yitain Ish Mum Ba'amito. Right? The Pasuk that's sort of the caption Pasuk about battery at the end of Vayikra Chavdalid indicates only when a person hurts another person he has to pay this. Ba'amito, v'lo shor ba'amito, not when an ox hurts a person. So now, Ibayalu, the following question was asked. Regel shedar salgav etinok b'chatzar nizak. If an animal trampled, so it's the nezak here is regel, but it killed somebody in chatzar nizak, let's say a baby, lo aleinu. Maush to shalem kofer. Should the animal have to pay kofer? And what are the sides? Mi amin mi did havia Karen, just like Karen. Karen kevan da avad trei utlata zimne orchehu de mishalem kofer. Just like Karen, once it does it two or three times and it's muad, it has to pay kofer. Hachinami loshna, same thing here because regal is muad from the get go. Odilma Karen kavanatol hazik. Maybe that with the reason that you have to pay kofer is because Karen has intent to damage. High income until Azik. Regel is just the way it walks. So let's see. Toshma, Ichnis Shor Lachatzer Balabait Velo Shelo Bershut. If you brought your own Shor into somebody else's property, Shelo Bershut V'Narkhol Balabait Umeit, and the Shor killed the house owner, Shor Biskila, the Shor has to die, obviously. Uvalav Ben Tam Ben Muad Mishalem Kofer Shalem, Diver Bitarfon. Now this is a combination of two different things. But Rabbi Tarfon says whether the Shor was Tam or Muad, you have to pay Kofer Shalem for the death. Now, Kofer Shalim Betam, Lorbi Tarfon, Menale, where does he get that from? So, La Mishum Nesavar like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he must hold like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Damar Tam, Mishalim Chatzi Kofer, Rishut Arabim. This we saw at the beginning of the Masachet. Rabbi Yossi Aglili maintains that just like Muad pays Kofer Shalim, Tam pays Chatzi Kofer. Rabbanan say, Tam, there is no Kofer, Chatzi Kofer. So now, Rabbi Tarfon must accept Rabbi Yossi Aglili that a Tam pays Kofer, but half Kofer. But remember what Rabbi Tarfon does with Tam Bershut HaNizak. How did he learn that Tam pays Nezek Shalim Bershut HaNizak? From Regel. So Alma Ika Kofer Beregel. So what do you see? You see that there is Kofer Beregel. And he's saying, so Kal V'Chomer, that there's Kofer Beregel Bershut HaNizak. Shimon Harday challenged it. Tanim and Nizekin Beregel Maitila. His Kal V'Chomer is not from Kofer of Regel, but just Regel payments. So if that's the case, then you could challenge this Kal V'Chomer. After all, that, in other words, that there is no din of kofar by nizakin of Eish. So the answer is mitomun. You could bring from tomun. Tomun's potter be'esh. So mala tomun shekin yeshno b'bor. That applies to bor, and there's no kofar there. So mikalim, there's no din of of Tomun of there's no din of Nizke Kelim Bor. Shor v'lo Adam Chamor v'lo Kelim. So Malakem Sheishan Be'esh, but there is a din of Chiyu for Kelim that get destroyed in a fire. So Mikelim Tmunim. So we'll put it all together, we'll say buried Kelim. So both in Esh and Bor they don't apply. So Malakem Tmunim Shekin Yeshan Ba'adam, but if a person damages them, he's Chayiv. It must be that he inferred this not from Nizakin de Regel, which could be challenged, but rather from Kofar of Regel. Al Ma'ika Kofar Beregel, Shmamina. So you see, there is Kofar Beregel, and that answers our question. Amalei Rav Acha Midif to the Ravina. So he said, Hachinam Mistabrika Kofar Beregel. He supports it, says there must be Kofar Beregel. Why? Sagadatach Leika Kofar Beregel, Vatanam Nizakin de Regel, Ma'itila. If you think of Ritar from God from Regel and Nizakin of Regel, Lifrach, he could answer, Malinizakin de Regel, Shekin Yeshnan de Regel. Regel itself is different. Alav Shmamina Mikofer de Regel Maiti La, Almaika Kofer Regel Shmamina. So you see that there is such a thing as Kofer Regel, and in the case that was asked about, you would have to pay Kofer, even though the Nezek was not Karen, but rather it was Regel. We will stop at this point and pick up on the next podcast with our final podcast in Perek. Sheni Ketzad HaRegel. Everyone should have a wonderful day.